Tuesday, September 11, 2007.
I don't know. You know, I don't know how this year is going to go. I know. I told you certain things to prepare, but somewhat might have its own course. So it's interesting, right? That the Gemara in the Megillah, right, has the same. It might have the same Keneged Mi. Right, Shai, you were telling me that, is it right?
The Megillah.
So it's interesting. So the Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says,
where is this?
So Chaf Aleph on the days. So you have three aliyahs. So the Gemara says, Keneged Mi. Amar Rav Asi, Keneged Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim.
The three what?
The three aliyahs. Rav Amar, Keneged Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. So you see, it's the same thing. You have over there also. You have Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. You're not reading Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim,
right?
And over there, it's like the these two Gemaras are the opposite. Over there, you call up a Kohen Levi in Israel, and Keneged. Over here, you read Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. But you see, they're interchangeable. They're interchangeable. They're just two different ideas of two representations of completeness in a group, in a grouping. But one second. But what's interesting is the next one. The Gemara says, Where do you have to read Tem Sukkim? So where does Tem Sukkim come from? Keneged Mi, again. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Keneged Asar Bat Lanam Shem Beis HaKnesses. That's one shot. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Keneged Aseres HaDibros, Shem Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. Now in parentheses, it has... Rabbi Levi Omar Keneged Asara Hilulim Shomar David B'Sefer Tehillim. That's in parentheses, right? And then and on the side the Ein Mishpat he says I guess the Ein Mishpat he says Milsa the Rabbi Levi Leisa be the Rav Alphas Uva Rush V'Chein Muchrach the Logasinale. Misha Nosan Ayin Iuno but Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. So he says if you learn Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, you see that this doesn't fit in over here. Okay, and then the last one, Rav Yochanan Omar Keneged Asara Mamoros Shebohen Nivra Olam. So it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. It does knock It does create a problem for Rashi's Pshat trying to relate them all to Rosh Hashanah.
Right?
Because this is just the 10 Pesukim you read when you're laying on Tuesday and Monday and Thursday. Right? You still have Keneged Asar Mamoros Shnir Vol. So you see, there is an idea of using Asar Mamoros Shnir Olam even though it's not related to the day of Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's not a Yom Haras Olam. What? That's like whatever. No, I'm just saying that that you see that when the Gemara says it's Keneged, the 10 statements that the world was created with, that the Gemara uses that even though by 10 Pesukim by Laning. And here it definitely has no connection to 10 Pesukim of Laning. It was Rashi was saying he saw a pshat. That the reason why we have the 10 Mamoros Shnir Vol Olam is because it's Rosh Hashanah and the world is created in Rosh Hashanah. But you can't apply any logic like that over here. So there is an idea of modeling it after the Asar Mamoros, even though there's no relationship in the topic. So what do you say? I mean, I know we were working, trying to think about this. What do you say about this idea, the Keneged Mi's? What kind of an idea is it, Keneged Mi? Now, how do you try to explain this machlokas? I mean, it's difficult. And why would you say in Megillah it's not appropriate to add in the Hilulim? Yeah. So I told you, your Zaidi told me that the Rav told him that the Asarah, I mean, I think the Rav's Pshat only works if you learn like the Yerushalmi. That's talking about Malchus. You find out that you find the Pshat?
No.
It only works if you're learning it's Malchus, because he wanted to say that the Asarah Mamoros, is Malch is the Melech HaOlam. That's Nivra BaOlam. Yasara, Eseres Adibros is the Melech Yisrael. That was your grandfather's pshat. And then he asked the Rav, what's the Asara Hilulim? So he said, the Asara Hilulim is that after Klal Yisrael received the Torah, after his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a chi of shavach. But that's all tied to Malchus. You'd have to then say, you have to either like go like the Yerushalmi, look for other reasons by Shofro, so just say that we just copy Shofro. We copy Malchus. But what do you say over here? I mean, the Gemara uses it by laning. So I was thinking like this, possibility that we're looking for that. How would you define these three things? The Asara, I would say like this, possibility that the Asara, what we're looking for is a paradigm of Ma'amaros. That's what we're looking for. Okay, we're looking for the quintessential, or the primary case. So Asara Ma'amaros Shenivra Baha Olam, those are the original Ma'amaros. Those are the first set of Ma'amaros. Okay, that's if you're gonna say you're looking for the Ma'amaros, so you take the original Ma'amaros. They have that quality. The Aseres Adibros is the first Ma'amaros of the relationship between God and man. A system of Ma'amaros to relate the relationship between God and man. You were looking for firsts. You're looking for paradigms, and the question is, in what category?
Asar Batlanim,
do
you say is ours?
Asar Batlanim is a different thing. That see, each one has something that the Gemara doesn't have. Megillah has Asar Batlanim, right? Ours doesn't have Asar Batlanim.
Asar Batlanim is what exactly? Meaning?
That means the 10 guys who are always in shul to make a minyan.
Right.
That's what it means.
But it seems to be like a paradigm that we set up, right? Meaning it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu towards us. It's something some system that we set up as something.
I'm not sure about Asar Batlanim. Let's hold off on that one.
Why are you saying it has to be primary?
I'm trying to understand why do you choose these Ma'amaros? Because it would seem that when you're choosing, you go to the head of the class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's how they came up with the number 10.
I understand trying to...
Yeah, they're looking for... What?
I understand trying to, like, take the...
I'm trying to show how each one could be considered a first in its...
Right.
In a certain
right.
sense.
But in terms of the Seraph of Dibra, like, wouldn't it just be not... Again, it doesn't quite fit in with what you're saying first.
It's not a question of... And that's why it's a universal thing. It could be the same thing you would go to for any time you have this type of a question. That's why in Megillah, whether it's Megillah, whether it's here, you know, whatever you consider to be the paradigm Ma'amaros, apparently the second one says you can't use Ma'amaros Shebo Nivra Olam. It's true, those have a quality of being the first and completely objective because it relates to everything, but that's not in our realm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to try to delve too far into this because you can go all day back and forth. But I'm just trying to show you that it's not. I'm sort of going against the pshat of Yeren Rashi. I'm trying to take out the context. I'm trying to take out the relationship. Of saying that sometimes there are just you have to choose a number, and you're just going to model it after a certain model. Even though the model might have been Bries HaOlam, and this is Talmud Torah, you know, but the point is, it's an arbitrary thing. You need to have a number, and you're going to go according to the model, as long as it's related, of course, in some sense.
The significant, there's no significance in what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, right?
It goes against a lot of the Rishonim, right? Because a lot of them are trying to say that the Mitzvah Menucha Dafka on 10, and after that.
No! I'm saying because it is still Ma'amaros. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that why all they want to show is that it's a certain ma. It's as long as it's Ma'amaros, Now they're going to look for the prime example of Ma'amaros. Now the Machlokas is, what do you consider the prime example of Ma'amaros? That's what I'm saying.
You can never find any other Ma'amaros, right? You realize the criteria for Ma'amaros is not the fact that it's 10. The criteria for Ma'amaros is just objectively something else. And the question is, why aren't we following that objective criteria and we're following the fact that they have 10? That's sort of like a secondary function.
See, Ma'amaros could be any amount of number. Just because it's Ma'amaros doesn't mean it has to be 10.
So what is a mimer then? I mean, we were defining mimer last time. We were saying a mimer is composition.
Right.
And obviously a mimer is composition, has nothing to do with the number 10.
Correct.
So in this case, why are we picking 10? I mean, just say we need a mimer.
Oh, because we want to express what we're doing by relating it to an example that everybody knows what it is. That's why the Ron says, all the Rishonim say you could even do more. How can you do more? Because as long as we know the halacha is that it must be at least 10, we know that the concept is it's related to Maimar. And once we know that idea, it doesn't matter if we do more. You understand? It's not that we, if you're going to say Maimar equals 10, and we're doing Maimar, therefore you say you have to do 10. Right? That's not what we say Keneged Me. Keneged Me's don't mean that by doing this, that we're going to copy what was done, and that's how we do it.
It means to say structure.
It's to relate. It's a limud of what it is that we're doing here. Right. It's a limud on what we're doing. And as long as the halacha says it must be at least 10, because of the all you need is the idea that it's a mimer in the din. You need to know, as long as the din is, it can't be less than 10, because that's the way that's how we relate it to, that's how we define it as a mimer. And once it's defined as a mimer, going over is not going to be bad.
Personally, you give it structure, so it's not just you're trying to create a sheva. So what are you going to use as your guideline? So we're going to borrow from a presentation style we see existing. So there's different examples of this paradigm that is out there.
Yeah, but it's more than that, because you can even go more than the paradigm.
Right.
In other words, let me
just
try to explain.
As long as you have that concept of
the concept, all we want is the concept of the paradigm. All
but
we want is the concept of what we're doing. That's all we want. We want to know, what are we doing?
There is a structure here.
Since I am making recourse to an idea of a mimer, whether it's Brias Olam, Aseres Adibros, or Hilulim, now I fulfill, that's all I need. All I need is to show, is to relate it to a mimer, to show what it is. But now that I know what it is, it could be more. Why can't it be less? No, because then there'd be no relationship.
Right.
The relationship is that there has to be a din associated with the 10. But he's saying it doesn't have to be a din, it's exactly 10. As long as it's a din of 10, now I know, Kenegan me, I know what I'm doing. Once I know what I'm doing, it doesn't matter if I do more. You understand?
They want to say that 10 is better than the more.
Nobody wants to say that. Nobody says
that.
That was his question, but he says it can't be. He says it can't be.
You can do more than that. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's
no,
right
no.
Not, but you're losing minutes of Mufkar.
No, he says minutes of Mufkar.
Yeah.
Minutes
of
Mufkar.
In the Chidushin or in the or in the
Chidushin?
Chidushin
what?
He says Alpha Gav Dilachora Mashma the Mitzvah and Mufkar Basara. Right, but then he knocks it off.
Isn't it
not Mitzvah Minah Mufkar anymore. The Rush says it clearly. See, I think the Rush says it clearly.
Again?
What, your question about what it means, whether it's Mr. Mufa?
Well, we had this argument, and I told him both sides, and he sided with me, and now he changed his mind again.
No, I was siding with what you're saying now.
I'm saying now.
Right.
Now
I changed
my mind.
See,
I'm saying. Okay, where is it
right
in
now.
The...
Oh, yeah, it's recording.
I think I saw it here somewhere. Maybe it was at the end?
Rush?
It's on Gimel.
What? Yeah, I know. Gimel's very long, though. see where it is? Oh yeah, it's in the middle. Masav Rav Yoh, the Ain Lachosh Lazed, the Hasheva Shikorim Shabbos. Oh yeah, Yeshem Machin, Kevin Shem Parsh Mark. They get me, honey. I start Sukkim Alma Dafin Inu. Kashem Shem Pochsin Mehen Kachim Masipin Alein. Because of Rav Yisrael, the Ain Lachosh Lazed. Hasheva Shikorim Shabbos. Mashiach Shem Kippurim. Shem Parsh Big Mark. They get Matiknum. Rafi Lachi Tani Ain Pochsin Mehen Alva Masipin Alein. Achanami Loshna. Yeah, for God, the Lotana of almost Ethan Ale and Kihosam, become from Fazinan, the ain't capated, but the Sephas. Yeah, for Pisham, for speaking more connected, my Niskan, who did Nami Hachi. So you see over there, it says connected, my Niskan, and it gives a specific number, and the Gemara doesn't care if you go higher. Same thing over here. Because the point is that the point that I'm trying to make is, it's not that we are trying to somehow recreate the Asar Ma'amaros over there. It's not like we're really redoing them. And if you do 11, you haven't done them, right? It's just a limud on what it's a definition on what we're doing. We need in the halachic system. The halachic system defines the nature of what we're doing by selecting a number that's associated with a certain concept. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's not what defines Ma'amar.
No, what is that?
Making it a minor. What does that mean?
Like the Aseret Dibros is a complete. It's a dibor of a complete unit. It's a whole complete dibor. Yeah.
According to the Ran, mitzvah and mukar are still 10, though, right?
I don't know. I have to look at that carefully.
I would think it is because you're saying that.
It could be. It could be all the mitzvah and mukar.
You said that.
What?
That's what I think also. It's not
you're
right
saying that you have to know in your back of your mind that it's 10. But you can always go past. So if that's the definition, then it has to be mitzvah and mukar, or else you're losing mitzvah and mukar.
No, just by knowing you can't go less is enough. All you need is to know you can't go less. That's a limud. All you need to do is know is that the halacha should express over here what it is that you're doing. I mean, is the mitzvah and mukar to have it? Could be. You'll say the mitzvah, the basic din is as long as the halacha defines it by prohibiting less. And the mitzvah and mufkar is to show it the mitzvah too. Could be. But it doesn't mean that... doesn't mean it's not a mimer if it's more than 11. I don't know. You keep asking that. I don't know. The Rosh doesn't say a bidi ever to the Chakila. Doesn't he mention it? A lot of the Rishonim mention it by the pasuk of Skatim B'Chatzotra. To be mastic, saying because they say we have more references to the shofar than you need anyway, and yeah.
But I don't think you'd agree that they could have done it like in concept they could have done it equally well by saying you can't have more than 10.
That they could have done it. They could have. Could they have done that?
Yeah.
And why couldn't they have done that?
Yeah, first of all, could they? And I don't think they could.
No, you couldn't have. Because then that would mean... Well, it either have to be 10 dafka. It means there would have to be 10 dafka. Can't say not more than 10. It has to be at least 10. Because that's what those mamoros are.
But you're incorporating the concept of you still have the 10 there. So you say, it's mamoros, there's 10.
Right, but
in the din. And,
because there's no hakpada on 10. That's what I'm trying to... The point is there's no...
There's
nothing
special.
We're not being
knocked
on 10.
Yeah, what's a good word
for it? Meaning it doesn't define it. My mind is not defined by 10.
No intrinsic
random value. English.
There's no good word for hakpada. There's no hakpada for 10. We don't. It's not that we need 10. It's that we need the idea of mimer.
Exactly.
So why would you limit it?
And it happens to be the structure of mimer. It
happens to be that in order to manifest what we're doing as a mimer, we have to, the halacha has to incorporate a reference to the mimer par excellence.
Why didn't you see that's the question? Why do you have to do that? Meaning,
how would you know what you're doing?
There's plenty of other mimeros out there. They don't have the
number. Oh, so that's what I'm trying
so
to
how
say.
How does that happen?
Because we go to the mimer par excellence to know if you want to make a reference to something,
you reference
the head of the class. That's what I'm telling you.
I understand. I'm just saying, if there are criteria to mimarim, right? Mimaros, whatever you're going to call them. They are, right? Meaning there is a certain...
Yeah, it's a complete idea. A complete idea.
A complete idea is a mimer, right? So you can just come up with any complete idea and it's still going to be considered a mimer.
Yeah, but that's... But you go to the.
I understand we're going there. I'm just asking, why did we need to go there? Meaning, what was the need to not? I mean, if there are criteria to a Myanmar, you'd be able to look at something that doesn't have 10 and know it's a Myanmar.
Because there's no way to differentiate anything that's not the Myanmar, anything that doesn't have a special definition of Myanmar. Then, like you said, there's no way to say that the number has any significance, because there are every one that you can point to that has five sentences. I'll show you one that is no different from it in any way that has 6, 4, 3, 2. It'll be a totally arbitrary choice. The only way to make it not arbitrary is take the first, the one that started it all, because everything else is equal after that, and then there's no way to choose. You understand? So over here by Rosh Hashanah, it's either going to be the Asar Ma'amaros of Asar. So they're both equal in the Asar Ma'amaros Shenivra Bo HaOlam, because that's an objective first.
Right.
And they're both equal in the Asar Seres HaDibros, because that's also an objective first in terms of Klal Yisrael. But Rosh Hashanah has the Asar Hilulim, because that's a special thing over here of Shevach and Tefillah, which wouldn't apply to over there. And over there, they have the Asar Batlanim. I'm not sure what they're doing over there.
That could be because you're Minyan.
That's because it references Minyan, right?
Right, you need that for your Torah.
Right. Trying to find something, that's a different idea. Okay.
It's not done how you can go higher than 10. If we're trying to reference an association with
right. This
Mamar par excellence, and right. That is 11.
Because the halacha itself makes the reference. That's all you need. All you need is the halacha to know Ein Pochsin. That's all you need.
The fact
know.
That you can't.
That's right.
But that's kind of an old concept. You know, just you need to know the halacha and have it there, but you don't need to actually do it.
Yeah.
Right. You do. You do the halacha. The halacha is not less than 10.
When you're doing 12, you're doing.
Because if it would say 10 doctor, it would imply something against the push. That you can't have a mimer with less than 10 sukkahs. We all know that you can have a mimer with less than 10 statements.
I understand the idea. I'm just saying, extrinsic to the specific case.
No, I think it's perfect. I think it's perfect because it's a balance between, you don't want to say that this is the only mimer. If you would say 10 dafka, that would imply there's something about 10 that makes it the perfect type of a statement. It's not the perfect statement, it's the original statement that's the head of the grouping.
But by doing 10, you're referencing to that.
What? By doing 10, all we need is a reference. Yeah. We're not trying to do it. We're not creationists. What? We're not trying to create things. Not Sefer Yetzirah. We're not opening Sefer Yetzirah here.
Oh.
Okay?
No.
Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Spectacular.
All right. See, I'm doing something that I mean. Yeah. No. I know it's not a satisfying thing because I'm trying to break it from a connection, which is not something that normally people like. Normally, Sfar is the opposite. Try to show how it's connected.
I get it. I understand the idea. I was just saying external to that. Did you understand my point? Like, just that.
Counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive, right?
Okay, good. All right. Where should we go here? Yeah.
I don't understand why you would think that you have to go to
Because that's the only one that has that is selected for you, and it's the only one that has no equal.
Has no equal.
So the first has a certain place that has no equal. I mean, so anything that as long as there are equals now, so then there's no way to choose one over the other. There's no way that this one shows Mayimer any more than that one because they're all the same. Has to be something about this that is unique. If it's not unique, then there's simply no way to choose. There's no way to say that this is. Not only say this is Mimer, because you know what? Let me explain this. Because when I say 10 is Mimer, that's not really true. It's not really true, because there's a Mamaros of all different types.
Mimer 10.
Right. So I'm not really saying 10 is because 10 is Maimar, but I'm saying that there's a Maimar that everybody knows and sticks out in their mind, and that represents to them an idea of a Maimar, and that one happens to be 10.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I know Jeremy's question. It's a good question. Maybe someone made a very famous statement, but that's David. But that's David over here. That's appropriate here. David was 10 Hilulim. His Hilulim are
they gained
special.
That status.
They gained that status. Right? Okay. It's not going to be Shakespeare. Right?
Shakespeare wasn't Shakespeare.
Al-Harabi?
He wasn't Shakespeare?
Yeah, the whole thing. I don't think Shakespeare
really
was Shakespeare.
You
have conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Why are we
still
giving credit?
It's like the tetrameter.
Okay, so what should we do here? Let's take a look at the...
I think I missed something.
Oh my god.
How about...
What
did
I
missed?
I thought it was funny.
What yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I know. Okay, let's take a look at the next piece of it. So the Mishnah says like this. Mazkirin what? Zich Malchios Sikonis the Shofos Shofaranos. Ain Mazkirin. Malchios Sikonis the Shofos Shofaranos. Now, okay. Maschil Betora Umashlim Bin Navi.
Right.
Maschil Betora Umashlim Bin Navi. So what's in the middle?
Tzuvah.
Very good. Apparently. Rabbi Yossi Omer im Hishlim b'Torah Yatzah. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi doesn't really mean that. That's not really what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi really holds b'chatzchili should be mashlim b'Torah. The Gemara corrects it. Okay. So what does that mean according to Rabbi Yossi? That you do what? Pshat.
Torah.
Exactly what?
You do Torah ksuvim v'diyem Torah.
Who is this going according? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri or according to Chacham?
Chacham.
How do you know? How do you prove that?
Because you're always going to run out of numbers.
Otherwise you're going to run out of numbers, of course. So, because you can't, because we say that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing on what your maskil is. Right? He's not arguing on the Tanakhama that your maskil b'Torah. Right? And apparently everybody agrees it has to be Torah to be in ksuvim in here. So if you're only doing three psukim, it's not possible to say maskil b'Torah and messiah b'Torah.
Right.
Right? So we're talking only according to the Chachamim, where you have 10 psukim. So the question is the extra.
Right.
There's going to be 3, 3, 3,
and
then one extra. Right?
Yep.
That's what the question is. That last one, what is it? Is it Torah? Is it Torah l'chatchila, like Rabbi Yossi? Or what? Or could it be... Navi. Could it be Navi?
Is this a mimic of the Machlokas by Megillah? About the Megillah, about the Torah. I mean, who gets the extra Aliyah? Right? Who gets the extra Pasuk? Right? If you're going to have to give it to one person, who do you give it to? Right? So do you give it to the Kohen because he's the Kohen? I just thought that.
I don't know. I didn't look at that.
When you said one second. Can you correct this?
Yeah.
Does that mean it just changes the basis?
Yeah, it says there's another brace that says something different, so this is not really it's like a chisuri mechzer of hechik tanya.
Okay, because all
really,
the lashon of
yad. The riff just says v'tiruf tiratzno, as I said, the Gemara corrects it. But anyway, but let's see if we can leave that machlokas on the side for a minute. The question of whether the mashlim, whether the fourth, which one gets the fourth in the end? Is it Torah or Nevi'im?
Right.
Right. Let's take up first the other question that everybody agrees on. Everybody agrees that it's Torah, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im. So Tosfos asks a good question. Go ahead. Who wants to read?
I'll read.
Go ahead.
Vim tomer de b'chol duchta masma de Nevi adef mi Ksuvim ki de amar kasev b'Torah v'shinoin b'Nevi'im
u'mishulash b'Ksuvim. So what is that talking about? That's talking about kol mokom. It's a totally different thing. It says anywhere that you see the greatness of God, you see anvas anuso. Okay.
Which means
his humility. Yeah. So kol omar Rabbi Yochanan kol mokom shata motzi gvuraso shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu ata motzi anvas anuso. Dov is a kosev b'Torah. Vishani b'Nevi'im u'mashulash b'Ksuvim. And it goes through each pasuk. Okay, so you see that what? So what's the rye over here? That what?
The order.
When you want to prove something, here Rabbi Yochanan is trying to prove this idea. And what does he say? It's written in the Torah. It's repeated in the Navi.
Right, and then it's a third time.
It's tripled in
Ksuvim.
In Ksuvim. So over here too, why don't we have written in the Torah? That's good.
Second time Navi.
Second time Navi, third time Ksuvim.
Right.
So what does it say?
But here we have a Ksuvim.
Right, here we have the other way.
Vishlamar, Misham decried the Tehillim, Mishlei, V'Iov, Kadmul and Nevi'im.
So they came first. So why did Rabbi Yochanan do differently? I mean, so what's the answer here? how come the Gemara in Megillah said that? So the Gemara in Megillah should have said it was written in the Torah, it was repeated in the Ksuvim, and it was the third time in the Navi.
Maybe it's stuck around from those times.
No, that was a good idea. It's in Tehillim. I mean, it would have to be Esther, basically. I mean,
yeah.
So what do you say?
Such a funny answer.
Huh?
Who cares?
Did you take a look at this tomorrow? Are this Tosis?
That's right. No, like, who cares?
Oh, so the
like,
question is, so which way is the right order? I mean, Tosis just, he answers the question, but he raises another question. Now the first thing comes out. He says, how come over here we say Torah, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im, when we always say Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim? And his right, you say Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, is because Rabbi Yochanan says, This idea is written in the Torah. It's repeated in the Navi, and it's tripled in Ksuvim, right? So Tosa's answer is but the order that they were written is Torah, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im.
When it was really written in the
Torah. That's how they're written.
I mean, you can just speculate and say something's important and something's, you know, actually just historical order.
Okay, good. So good.
But I don't know why Navi's any more important than Ksuvim. Unless you want to say
something about that. Well, the Ron says that. I mean, that's a good that's a good question. The Ron says that that what? You saw the Ron? Mylan Bekodesh says. But the question is like this, huh?
Yeah.
Who? On the side, he explains it.
Explains why.
Suvim created the Divrei Kedusha, Shnei Ruach HaKodesh, Nevi'im Divrei Kabbalah, Shekein Kibbu Nevi'a Gevura. Right. And one is just from Ruach HaKodesh. David is Ruach, Nevi'im, huh? Like some sort of an inspiration. But Nevi'im are actually Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's good. Right? Mipi Zeh, Kedushas and Nevi'im, Chamura Min HaKsuvim. The problem with the Ram and the Ne'er. Okay. It's like Tehillim. Tehillim and Mishlei and
Eos. So it's just all the Adam?
Yeah, there was no Tzivoy that they're writing down. It wasn't a Nevuah that they're writing down. Nevi'im are writing down a Nevuah.
Yeah, but then again, it seems to be an issue of order here, because it says, because of the Torah, which you knew, Nevi'im, and Mishalash
Ksuvim. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a thing of Kedusha or anything like that.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, in truth, if you were, it seems like the opposite. Right? It seems like over there, if you're going to give this answer that it's written differently, so it should be, so then you should say, okay, the first time was in the Torah, the second time was in the Ksuvim, because that historically came second, and the third time was in the Ksuvim. Right? Now, I mean, Tosa's answer that they're written in a different order just brings the question on the other Gemara.
Say a Chacham learns that.
Okay,
that's what a Chacham learns. The Chacham would go ahead and learn the more important text first. Right, so learn the Torah, because it's, you know, the divine inspired book, Kadosh Baruch Hu, next to the Navi, right,
good.
Step removed. And then the Ksuvim, which is Mammy, but it's reflecting back in the other three.
Okay, good. So this Gemara that says it's written in Torah and repeated in the Nevi'im, that's in terms of Limud. In terms of Limud, there are different madregos, right? In other words, even though historically the idea was written second in Ksuvim, really, right? But in terms of Limud, the greatest expression is in the Torah, then the next greatest expression of it is in the Nevi'im, and then the next greatest expression is in Ksuvim. So in terms of that's in terms of Limud. When he wants to prove that the idea, when he wants to show you the idea and teach it, so he says it's first, the best teaching was in the Torah, the second one is in the Nevi'im, and the third one is in Ksuvim. So what are we doing over here? So that's good. That makes a lot of sense. But so then why do we care about when things were written?
Right.
So now it's like a ping pong. So now, why do we care when things are written? So why over here are we interested when things are written? So what's Tosfos' answer have to do with anything? You just
Well, then, in reality, then what Tosfos is saying is that it's really written once in the Torah, repeated in the Ksuvim, and then tripled in Nevi'im.
In historical order.
Right.
But why? What so why care? In Tefillah? Why was Rabbi Yochanan? So it's true. They're both true. There's a historical order, and then there's an order of Kedusha.
Right.
So how come Rabbi Yochanan was concerned? So I understand Rabbi Yochanan was concerned over there with Limud, but why are we concerned with historical? That seems like an accidental
right.
thing that we're not really.
Tefillah is in general.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Mischus Avos, and I mean not to say it still exists, but whatever it was, right? A lot of our davening in general tries to reflect back on history. Meaning whether it's Chos Avos or it's Karbonos or whatever it is, we're trying to go back as far as we can. In which case you're going to want to use the order. Because it helps bring back our, history through whatever realms in terms of Tefillah. Right? Whether it's relating back to Avram and whatever, all the stuff about him and davening, or relating back to anything. I guess it's the same idea. I mean, that's just that's the Matbeah of davening. That's how davening was set up.
I mean, you're not answering the question.
Because it happened, didn't it?
Well, because the Avos davened.
It might be an accidental thing.
But one thing. So,
right.
So maybe Tosfos like this, that there's, in terms of Limud, it's true that like Jeremy's saying, a Chacham would go first to Torah, then the Nevi'im, and then to Ksuvim. Right? That's B'Toras. That's a Kriyas HaTorah, B'Toras Limud HaTorah. But over here, it's really Rayos from Torah, is what Tosfos holds. Tosfos holds that the 10 psukim are rayos, historical, they're rayos from the psukim. And in terms of reading it as raya, you read it in the order that they were recorded.
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
If it has a raya, you want the strongest one.
No, it's not a raya, it's not a greater raya because there's a deeper idea. It's not a greater raya. In terms of Kedusha of Raya, they're all equal. You don't say that the Torah, that we believe things in the Torah more than we believe things in the Nevi'im, and believe things in the Nevi'im more than we believe things in the Ksuvim.
Okay.
Right?
For the same reason.
Don't breathe that deeply. That scares me. But over here, we're saying Raya. When you're reading it, B'Toras Raya, the raya you take in the order that it occurs.
Right,
why?
Because why? Because that's the natural way of.
Right, that makes sense. Because what
look at
the
because it makes sense.
First you have the theme. Right?
They said it's wrong.
First you have the theme of the bracha. Right, that's the topic of the bracha. Right. And then what's the purpose of sukkim at all? Right. The purpose of sukkim is to take that theme and show that this theme that we're speaking about in our own terms can be found in Tanakh, right, in Kisvei Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do that, you're talking about in terms of your experience with encountering these ideas, you're going to go through it in terms of your experience. Torah, then Ksuvim, then Nevi'im.
Now, we're reading it as a historical record. We're reading it as a record. That these ideas are in Klal Yisrael. And they're in Klal Yisrael through all the writings of Klal Yisrael.
Right.
And that is in the order that they occur. I mean,
like these ideas.
If you were arguing a point with someone, right, and you wanted to bring a raya, right? I would probably want to go with the strongest argument.
It's not a raya.
It depends what kind of a raya you need.
Tell me what kind of raya we mean.
We're talking about rayas that the idea exists, not the raya that the idea is
valid.
So insofar as it exists.
Right, the idea exists.
Not the order of its existence.
So insofar as it exists,
not the
matter what.
Supporting it from Kisvei, from the idea is now to demonstrate the idea's existence through Psukim. Right? To demonstrate it through, not to, you see, Rabbi Yochanan was saying in terms of limud of what that idea is. That's a divine concept. Gevura, kol mokum shatam mozi, gevurosu shagaz baruchu, atam mozi amadus. So that's taught on different madregos. But tefillah is not a time to be ma'ayin into the psukim and darshan the psukim.
Right.
When not reading the psukim in that context, you're going to get lost. You'll never get past the first pasuk, right? We're reading it as this is our record. This is the Jewish source. This is the source of Klal Yisrael of truth. And in that sense, it's read in the order of its recordation.
We're not saying Malchus, and I'll prove it to you.
Right. We're not saying Malchios, and now I'll show you that there is an idea of Malchios, and what is the idea of Malchios, and I'm going to be
saying in terms of Klal Yisrael, Malchios can be shown through the ages.
That's what Tosas is learning. He's saying the context of how you're reading will determine the order. Because depending on how depending on what you're doing when you're reading will determine the order. There's a natural order of how it's written, and that's only subverted because if you're approaching it in the Torah's limud, you would take it out of the natural order.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd leave it in the natural order. If it's just kriya, you read it in the way it's read, in the way it's written. Here we're reading it as a kriyas psukim. It's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, you would say, you got to go. You take the ideas in a different order.
The question relates on the other case then.
A didactic order is different.
Oh, what?
Didactic order.
Dictionary?
No. It means a teaching method. In terms of a teaching method, there's a teaching method. The teaching method is different than reading the record. Okay? That's Tosis, I believe. Yeah.
What's the reason why Sukkim and Malchus don't do what? They support, they prove the idea, they...
That's a good question. Exactly
if
what
it's
they...
proving, then you could do maybe Torah's limit. But if it's just like a...
It's not Torah's limud, because... See, limud is that... Limud over here is different, because it says... It doesn't say it. It doesn't... In any of these psukim that he quotes, it doesn't say... It's a limud in the pasuk. If you read the pasuk presents the idea. But when we say Malchus Chonos Shovos, we're looking for psukim that actually mention Malchus Chonos Shovos. We're not trying to be medayik out of a pasuk Malchus. I mean, his is limud. But we're using the psukim as an expression of the idea of Malchus Chonos Shovos. The tefillah is Kadesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem. So it means to say you have to mention the idea of Malchios, and you and we're using the psukim in terms of being mazkir Malchios.
And that's why we use chronological.
That's going to Tosis. Now I think Tosis is l'shitasa. That's why Tosis holds that even the Chachamim could do away with the whole thing. That's why Tosis holds in Lamed Hay, you don't need any psukim. You don't really need any psukim at all. And Tosis holds that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri are doing the same thing. Right? They're just both showing they're using the psukim to show that the idea is an expression of the idea. There's a kiyum of expressing the idea in through the psukim. But when Rav Chananel said, and then it's just the machlokas on the shear. That's what he says. The only machlokas is the shear. That once you're osik in it, what's the shear of doing it? But if you're not osik in it at all, you're not lacking any shear. That's a counterintuitive idea, right? Once you start, you have to finish it. But if you don't start, no problem. Why? Because it's a din of shear of the raya. So if you can't present, if the psukim as a raya are 10, then you can't give half a raya. That's nothing. But he holds, if you don't give any psukim, you're not lacking in the shear of the thing. You're not lacking in the thing.
Well, you don't have to yosei of giving the raya?
No.
Why is that it's lacking in raya?
He's saying there's a shear. And Machli's saying, Machli's saying, Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim.
That means there's a significance of 10.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. He has a different idea of the Maimaros. He must have a different idea of the Maimaros, right, than we're learning in the Ran. says we're basing our svara on the Ran. The Ran is saying since Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is raya, it's enough just to say katsuv sura secha. You'd say you don't even have to mention the pasuk. You just say and this pasuk is in the Torah and this pasuk is and this idea is in the Torah and this idea is in the Vim, this idea is in the ksuv or the other way, right? But that wouldn't. But the Ran says that wouldn't work for the Chachamim because they're using psukim as a vehicle of expressing. And therefore, Kakasubra Sarasecha is not a vehicle of expression. Right? That's what the Ran said. The Ran holds that the Chachamim are using the Psukim as a mimer. Right? As like a speech. So you can't say Kakasubra Sarasecha. That wouldn't substitute for the speech. Right?
But
Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is saying it's just a raya that it's a complete, that it's complete. That it's something that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. Something Right, so therefore, he holds you don't need to mention the specific psukim. You just have to say, and it's in the Torah, and this idea is in the Torah, and this idea is in the Ksuvim, and this idea is in the Nevi'im. Right, there's no need to mention the specific thing.
And that wouldn't count starting such that you would need at least three.
What? That's why you only need three. Same reason why you only need three. The same reason why you don't need any. But if you would say two, then you would be stuck because you started using the raya of the psukim themselves, and then you never finished it. You can't do a half a job.
And you would have started that even if all you said was kaksubasarasacha. That would be considered starting.
And a pasuk.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the whole lechatchila b'diavad thing about switching ten nolaf and then you do three?
That what? I mean, why lechatchila Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds is better to use a mimer according to the Ran.
Yeah. And how do they flow? They're two separate ideas. And
that's a good question. It's a good riot to Tosis. It's a good riot to Tosis. That they're both the same. Because then how could... right? The question is, according to Tosfos, you're going to have to say Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is learning that what? It's difficult. I mean, it's difficult and it's better. It's difficult according to Tosfos because what's the idea of a lechatchila, a better raya, and the b'dieved a raya? I mean, it's difficult. That's what's difficult according to Tosfos. To say that they're different concepts makes that idea more easy to understand. But if they're different concepts, then it's true. It is difficult. It would have to be according to Rav Yochanan, according to the Ran, you can use the psukim in one of two ways. One is lechatchila and one is b'diavad. It's a good question. It's a good question how you switch around between those two ideas. Good question. I have to think about that. But one second. So that's what I'm trying to say over here. That the Tosus over here, who says you read the Psukim just as a Kriya, it's not a Makom Talmud Torah, right? That's why you go in the order of Torah, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im, because he's learning it's really Raya. That even Rabbi Yochanan, even the Chacham holds Raya. And therefore he holds over there that all you need to say is Kakasuv Shosecha, and then you're done. Even according to the Chacham. But see, the Ran had a different shot on why we say Torah, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im. Right? It's a difficult shot, though. What's his shot? Mylan Bekodesh Vein Morin. So if it's Mylan Bekodesh Vein Morin, so why do you start with Torah? I mean, it's like a funny thing. So you have to start with Torah, and then you start Mylan Bekodesh.
Right.
Right, yeah.
We're thinking that unless it like somehow shows you some circular motion, right, that like Torah only means what it means if you understood Nevi'im and Ksuvim correctly. Right, it means that much more. So you could see it as the lowest level, right? At the same time, it becomes the highest level at the end.
I'd say the other way around. I'd say you can't understand the meaning of Torah.
Right.
That's why he's saying it's circular.
No, but then it's...
Well, mine's counterintuitive.
Counterintuitive is only good. When you're choosing between two ideas, but you have to have an idea first. okay, yeah,
it's good though.
So what does he say? He says what? He says Shema Mina Shchon Ve'efshar. He's not even so sure about this. Ve'efshar the time mishum demayel mishum mayel because we're reading. Hilchach maschil b'Torah. Haschola ma'alya hi. So they have two rules. You have to have a haschola ma'alya, right? That's the first thing. Va'achachach ksuvim deleka le'ilui at Torah, because you can't go higher than Torah. It's like a. It was really, really you should do ma'alim because we're reading. But that's impossible. Why? Because you have to start with the highest thing, and therefore you can't go higher. It would be good if you could start with the highest thing and then do Milam Mikodesh, but then you shouldn't start with that. You should start with it.
So that. Why did you start with the highest thing?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's what, right?
This one of the starting points.
There you go.
So you got to start with the highest thing, but then that destroys Milam Mikodesh.
Right.
So then you got to drop all the way back down.
The lowest.
Then you go down to Ksuvim, so that you can do Milam Mikodesh with the Vim. That's a strange. If you really want to do Milam Mikodesh, start with Ksuvim.
Right.
So he rejects Tosis's idea of the chronological order. He says, nope. Once Limud is what is Koveya the order. That's it. There are no two orders in Torah. Torah is essentially a sefer of Limud, and the Limud is what Koveya the order. You can't be makir any other order. Right? You can't be makir any other order. So what does it mean is Milam Mikodesh over here? Yeah. Your idea of the completion is maybe Rabbi Yossi. It says then the last one is Torah. You know what I mean?
Is it an idea
that's
or not?
Sure. if we add the fourth pasuk, could help you out.
But he doesn't talk about that till the end.
No, this has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
This is even according to the Tanakham.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So why do you have to start with Torah? Haschol ma'alya. You mean haschol ma'alya?
It seems like, insofar as the psukim are playing like a supportive role, however exactly you want to call it, raya or whatever else, right, to the theme of whatever bracha you're talking about,
right.
If you didn't initiate that support with Torah, it would be like a slight or whatever to Torah. Like if your first go-to position was neviim or ksuvim, that would reflect badly on Torah. So you can't do that. So even though we really want to be Malam Kodesh, we have a problem we have to address. Because it would be counterintuitive. Like, why are you going to a secondary source for your first?
Well, it's because you're involved with the concept of Malam Kodesh.
Yeah, I know. It's a nice concept that you should have Malam Kodesh, but in terms of what you're doing with the bracha, it's a problem. In other words, Malam Kodesh has nothing to do intrinsically with what you're doing here in the bracha, right? That's a concept that exists all over.
Malam Kodesh is a hard concept to apply in these funny places. We did it in Hanukkah, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I'm saying exactly, it's a general concept. Here, what we're doing is a supporting
right.
role. So
we
have something by the far, and I give him
my
secondary right.
Because
Milam
really means when you use something for one mitzvah, you should use that thing for another mitzvah. So that's what we wanted to say. That's the idea of Milam Mikodesh. So you're using the Chanukiah. You use this one for one. Now it should be part of two. And then the two should be part of three. But you're using the one from yesterday again. That's why it's Milam Mikodesh. Milam Mikodesh is like right going from Tefillin to Sefer Torah.
It's
right.
What
doesn't mean that when you're walking down the street, you should first walk into the lower one and then walk in. It means the thing itself should have an aliyah. You know what I mean?
What's the reason for it?
What's the reason for Milam Mikodesh? We don't need to give reasons for Milam Mikodesh. It means that the person, it's a lima on a person. It's a lima to a person. That there are madregos and there are directions. Yeah. I think David is onto something, though. I think David is onto something. He said, why do you have to go to Torah first?
Because you want your best support first.
Well, what did you say?
It would be inappropriate if your first go-to possible.
Because he's saying that you have no choice about what you go to first.
Right.
What you go to first, he's saying you have no choice.
So you say sort of like the opposite of Jeremy.
Only Milam Mikodesh is when you get down into a choice area.
Right.
So you should say that Torah has to be the first because it sets up a paradigm of something. Which that something must be like the system of Torah. Meaning you're turning the... You want to start with the paradigm.
Okay, so good.
Right,
so in other words, the pasuk of Torah... is the clearest expression of the idea.
Right. You said before that the reason we're going like miles from Ksuvim and Neviim to Torah is because like
the whole, like, what's that order? Because the whole, like, Torah is based on, like knowledge and das, and so that we're increasing that order. And to start off that whole, like, concept would be with the greatest das, with the greatest, like, idea, with the greatest expression of it.
Then again, it's like what you said before. The question is, if you can apply a Ma'alei B'Kodesh afterwards, then it would be okay. I mean, that's not what he's saying.
You can't even
build it without the concept itself.
What he's saying, because he's saying Torah is at once the same thing. It is the clearest idea, and there's nothing, and there's no top, there's no equal that you can say is just as clear but a higher kedusha. That's what he means. You have to start with it, and then there's nothing to go higher from.
Right.
But one second, let me just think for one more second. What I'd like to do over here, though, is to connect back the Ron's idea of Ma'alei B'Kodesh with his idea of the composition. Now, it's not like Tosis. Tosis is learning Raya. When I go Raya, so then one Raya has nothing to do with the other Raya. Right? It's not a build-up of Raya.
It explains why he couldn't make recourse to this concept.
The Ron is learning Ma'alei B'Kodesh means from beginning to end, it's one entity. And that entity should increase. So it's the entity itself, the activity itself that you're involved in from the beginning to end, should have an idea of Ma'alei B'Kodesh. That's why I said the idea, because Ma'alei B'Kodesh really is in the thing, is in the chefza. That the chefza should be Ma'alei B'Kodesh in the chefza, not in activities. You don't say Ma'alei B'Kodesh in activities, right? You don't say kiss the mezuzah and then kiss the tefillin and then kiss the tefillin.
Never say kiss the
mezuzah. That's not even the ones who do. So it's not. That's not Ma'alei B'Kodesh. Ma'alei B'Kodesh is that the thing should be increased. The kedusha of the thing should be increased. Right? But that requires a concept that is one activity.
Right.
That is one activity. Raya is discrete. I give this raya, then I give that raya. Right? But the maimar, each part is connected to the other. It's one unit. I'm not doing if I give raya, I give 10 rayas. But I'm giving 10 rayas by the concept of the Ron, that it's a maimar, that it's a composition, it's one composition. And in that chefz of the composition, they should have the idea of Ma'alei B'Kodesh. Because otherwise it would imply that the quality of the composition is going down. You have to start with Torah, because since the composition, the subject matter is the idea, and this is the paradigm of the idea, you must have it. That's your topic sentence, as they say. Right? But now the quality of the thing should have an aliyah, not a yerida.
Hmm. Well, you already had the yerida.
You think that it should be, you would think, by the way, that it shouldn't start with three.
First Torah,
it should start with one. And then,
right,
the
exactly.
Rest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's counterintuitive.
No.
All right, don't worry, we'll get a new catchphrase some other time. All right.
No shoes tomorrow?
Don't even know.